Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God, hallelujah, for that song, Change, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That sometime, praise God, God has to bring a change, hallelujah, in your life, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for the opportunity to come before you one more time. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because God kept me this day. Hallelujah. And I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of God, for his presence. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God, hallelujah, of Reign of Glory, Revival Ministries, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for them, praise God, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God because God is so good, hallelujah. I just give him the glory and the honor this day, hallelujah, and praise God in order for you, praise God, to do right and to live right. A change has got to take place. Hallelujah. So many things, hallelujah, are happening today because people aren't thinking right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us get ready to pray. Pray. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise you, God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to come before your people one more time. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise you, God, for your strength on this day. I thank and I praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for watching over us, for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, being clothed and in our right mind. I thank and I praise you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. I thank you and I praise you, God, for your holy word, hallelujah. I thank you and I give you the honor, the praise, and I give you all the glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you, Lord, to draw in all of our scattering thoughts, drawing the wonders of our mind from our surroundings in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm asking you to open up our hearts, hallelujah, open up our minds to receive your word, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I'm asking you, Lord, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, fill my mouth with your words, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was just meditating and thinking on so many things. Hallelujah. Praise God. And hallelujah. Because so many things are happening nowadays. Praise God. Things that you wouldn't think would happen. Hallelujah. And it's because people aren't thinking right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They're doing things that they wouldn't normally do. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For his word tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to start out at 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Bethrabba. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Praise God. Now, this was at the time when all the kings, hallelujah, would go forth to battle, hallelujah. But David, he tarried still at Jerusalem. He didn't go out to battle, hallelujah. And it came to pass in an evening evening tide, that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did and how the people did and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, go down to thy house and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didn't thou not go down unto thy house? And Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I then go into my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. See, David was trying to get Uriah to go down and be with his wife because David had sinned, because he had went into, hallelujah, Bathsheba, and she conceived a child. So he was trying to get Uriah to go and be with his wife, but Uriah wouldn't do it. And you know what? Hallelujah. God saw, and hallelujah, he didn't let Uriah go down to his wife. And David said to Uriah, tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will. So Uriah abide in Jerusalem that day and tomorrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at eve he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. I guess David thought that he could get him drunk, that he would go and be with his wife, but the Lord still didn't let Uriah go be with his wife, but he went down where his servants were. Hallelujah. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and die. You know what, praise God. See, David wasn't thinking right. He wasn't thinking right because he had on his mind murder. Hallelujah. So he wasn't thinking right. And it came to pass when Joab observed the city that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. You know, praise God, hallelujah. David, praise God, hallelujah, wasn't thinking right, hallelujah. And he thought this all out, hallelujah. He thought that he could get Uriah to come home and be with his wife, hallelujah, because he knew, praise God, that Bathsheba was with his child, but he was trying to get Uriah to be with his wife, hallelujah. But the plan didn't work out, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care, praise God, how you plan to do something when it's not right, hallelujah, it won't work out, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So praise God, because he would not go down and be with his wife, then David had a letter sent to Joab by Uriah to put him on the hottest line, hallelujah, the forefront, hallelujah, praise God, and Uriah ended up dying, hallelujah. Now David might have thought that he got away with this and probably thought that nobody knew about this, hallelujah, but hallelujah, praise God, he bought so much on himself, hallelujah, and praise God, over in the 12th chapter of 2 Samuel, praise God, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing, save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup and laid it in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saidest the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord let David know that he saw what he did. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, because I anointed you. Hallelujah. He said, I gave you, praise God, your master's house, your master's wife. Hallelujah. He said, if that was too little, if that wasn't enough, he said, I would have given you more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because all David had to do was ask. Hallelujah. But see, David wanted something, hallelujah, that was not for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it caused him to sin because he wasn't thinking right. Hallelujah. Wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thy eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this sun. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away thy sins. Thou shalt not die. Hallelujah. God still had mercy on David. Hallelujah. Even though what he did, he saw what he did. Hallelujah. David thought that he got away with it. But God let him know that he saw everything that he did. Hallelujah. Howbeit, because this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, your sins, hallelujah, will cause you, praise God, to lose that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the elders of his house arose and went to him and to raise him up from the earth, but he would not. Neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw his servants whisper, seized that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All that David brought on him because of sin, hallelujah, because he was not thinking right, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And when he knew that God had saw what he did, hallelujah, praise the Lord, he went and, hallelujah, praise God. He went and changed his apparel, hallelujah. He went and washed his stuff, hallelujah. Praise God. He got himself together. He began to start thinking right, hallelujah, because a change had to come, hallelujah. You can't change, hallelujah. You can't start thinking right until the change comes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. All that David brought upon him and upon his house, hallelujah, because of sin, hallelujah. He said, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin, hallelujah. When you can be tempted, but you don't have to yield to it, hallelujah, praise God, unless you willingly want to yield to that sin, but you don't have to yield to sin, hallelujah. You don't have to yield to temptation, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking about, praise God, also Saul, hallelujah, praise God, because a change had to take place in him also, hallelujah, a change had to come, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, God. I thank and I praise the Lord for over in that Acts, the 9th chapter, hallelujah, how it talked about how Saul was on his way, hallelujah, praise God, to throw the people of God, the disciples of the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, threatenings and slaughter, praise God. It says, and Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Hallelujah. He didn't even do Damascus. He just got near it. Hallelujah. And God intervened, and he fell on the earth. Fell to the earth, hallelujah, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And he said unto him, said, who art thou, Lord? Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Hallelujah. It's hard to kick against, hallelujah, the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Saul, hallelujah, Jesus had to let him know, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that it's hard to kick against, hallelujah, the will of God, hallelujah. He didn't even allow Saul to get, hallelujah, into Damascus, but only got only near it, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And God got his attention, hallelujah, when he suddenly had a light shined around him, and hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And he fell to the earth, hallelujah, and he, trembling and astonished him, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and besought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat or nor drink. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said, the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and enter in the house of Judas, as for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Hallelujah. And has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive sight. Hallelujah. Praise God. A change took place in Saul, hallelujah, praise God, because he wasn't thinking right, hallelujah, but what he was about to do to the people of God, hallelujah, God intervened, Jesus intervened and had to let him know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's hard to kick against the will of God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. God had changed Saul so that he was praying, hallelujah. He was praying, praise God, because a change had taken place, hallelujah, because before he wasn't even thinking right, hallelujah. But praise God, a change had taken place in Saul, hallelujah, and he became Paul, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the 12th chapter of Romans, how he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Since God is giving us, hallelujah, mercy, we should submit ourselves to him. Hallelujah. Our bodies are to be given to God in worship, not to be killed, but as a living and continuous response to God. How we are set apart for him to serve him, and as we do his will, he is pleased. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, hallelujah, has mercy on us, and we are to worship him. Hallelujah. Praise God, and to do the will of God. Hallelujah. It pleases God. Hallelujah. When we worship him, hallelujah, when we do his will, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, God. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for when that change took place in David and when that change took place in Saul, hallelujah, and Paul, hallelujah, praise God, but the change had to take place. The Lord had to change their thinking. He had to change their mind, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:15, it said, hallelujah, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Hallelujah. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, praise God, hallelujah, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Hallelujah. So many times, hallelujah, hallelujah, the enemy will cause us to start thinking on other things. Hallelujah. He will, hallelujah, interfere, hallelujah, with the will of God. Praise God, to try to get you out of place with God. Hallelujah. But God wants us, praise God, hallelujah, to keep our mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Over in Ephesians 4:22-23, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. The only way that you're going to be renewed in the spirit of your mind is through the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that you continue to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because don't think that God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Over in Colossians 3:8-10, it says, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blaspheme, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Hallelujah. Praise God. God created us after him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Over in 2 Corinthians 5:7, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a change that has taken place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't think the same. You don't hear the same. You don't talk the same. You don't walk the same. Hallelujah. When there's a change has taken place. Hallelujah. When you're thinking right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So many people, hallelujah, are thinking on how they used to be. Or hallelujah, you're going through a hard time. You'll have enemy. I have you thinking, when I was in the world, I didn't suffer like this. Hallelujah. I did this and I had that. Hallelujah. But Isaiah 40:19, I said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To stop thinking about, hallelujah, the former things and the things of old. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. But he wants us to get our mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We need to ask God, Lord, help us to think right. Hallelujah. Lord, bring a change in me. Hallelujah. That will be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know when David, hallelujah, when he cried out to God, hallelujah, have mercy upon me, O God, according unto thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Oh, yes, God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We need to ask God to change our thoughts, change the way that we think. If we aren't thinking right, praise God. Ask God to change your thoughts. Ask God, hallelujah, to help us to think right. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Isaiah 26:3 says, oh, yes, Lord, how you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he's in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord will keep our mind in perfect peace. Hallelujah. If we trust in him. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We have to ask God, help us, Lord, to think right, Lord, help us, Lord, hallelujah, when we're going through, help us, Lord, to praise you anyway, help us, Lord, to lift your name up, hallelujah, Lord, oh, yes, God, hallelujah, Philippians 4:7-8 says, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, the Lord is able to keep you. The Lord is able to keep you, your hearts and your minds, through Christ Jesus. He will help you have that peace when you're going through. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. People wonder why. How can they have so much peace? How come they're so calm? Hallelujah, Lord. But the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, hallelujah, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. God is able. Hallelujah, Lord. He said in his word, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, think on things that are good. Hallelujah. Don't be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Do the complete opposite what the enemy is telling you to do. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth. Hallelujah. We got to ask God, give us, hallelujah, that mind that we are thinking right. Hallelujah. Lord, touch my mind that I can think right. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, hallelujah, to help me, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Holy Ghost, ask the Lord, help me, God, transform my mind. Hallelujah, Lord, that I'll be able to think right. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, renew my mind, God. Yes, Lord, that we may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, yes, Lord. I need you to renew me, Lord. I need you to bring a change in my mind. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Change my thoughts. Hallelujah, Lord. Change my subconscious mind. Change my dreams. When I sleep at night, Lord, cover my mind in your son's precious blood, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Cover me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your blood, in Jesus' name. Cover my thoughts. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Bring a change in me, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't let me think evil of no man, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Guard my heart, Lord, with all diligence, Lord, for out of it, Lord, out of the issues of life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask God to change our mind. Hallelujah, Lord, to help us to think right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us to do right, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you. We give you the glory and the praise. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, don't let the Lord have to knock you down like he had to knock down Saul. Hallelujah, Lord, to get his attention. Praise God. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord. And don't let the Lord have to send a prophet unto you to let you know what you have done. Hallelujah, Lord, because you can't hide sin. But sin, hallelujah, will shine out, hallelujah. You can't fool God. You can't outthink God. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't know why so many people think they can outthink God when God knows what you're going to say even before you say it, even before it comes in your mind. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I want you to change me. I want you to change my thinking, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Because I want to think right, God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, for your word today. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word of God today. I thank and I praise the Lord for his strength on today. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because this has been a week, hallelujah, and I give God the glory because he brought us through, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and for his mercy, hallelujah. Thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank and I praise God for his holy word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank and I praise God for each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Praise God for his goodness, for his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Because God has been so good. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your holy word. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your strength on today. Father God, in Jesus' name, asking you, Lord, that you let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail and cover us on this night in Jesus' name, Lord. Watch over and protect us in the name of Jesus. Watch over and protect each and every one on this line tonight in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to let the blood of Jesus Christ cover each and every one on this line tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us not forget, praise God, that on tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 9 o'clock, is morning prayer with Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At 9 o'clock, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, a reign of glory, revival ministry. Hallelujah. And also let us not forget on Sunday morning, at 9 o'clock, the one and only Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be bringing forth the morning service. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, a revival, reign of glory, revival ministry. Hallelujah. She will be coming forth 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord. Praise God for this day. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. And we thank him for keeping us on this day. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed and beautiful night. Hallelujah. And stay safe in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.